Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a stack jungle fill with Jungle Swing in Ableton Live 12, and we're keeping it beginner-friendly, but still properly useful for real drum and bass production. Now, jungle drums are all about motion, tension, and that slightly unruly bounce that makes the whole rhythm feel alive. So we're not just making a fill that sounds cool on its own. We're making one that can actually sit inside a track, push into a drop, and keep the energy moving. First thing, open Ableton Live 12 and set your tempo to around 170 BPM. That's a strong starting point for jungle and DNB, though you can drift a little either side depending on the vibe of your track. Then create a MIDI track and load a drum rack. If you've got audio breaks, that's fine too, but for this lesson, MIDI is the easiest way to see what's happening and edit quickly. Now load your core drum sounds. You want a punchy kick, a sharp snare, a tight closed hat, and optionally an open hat or ride for extra movement. If you've got a break sample, drop it into simpler and use slice mode so you can chop it up and trigger pieces of it like a playable drum kit. That's a really classic jungle workflow, and it gives you way more control than just looping one sample. Let's program the foundation. Start with a one-bar MIDI clip. Think of the fill as a little phrase, not just a random cluster of hits. A simple starting idea is kick on beat 1, a ghost snare or break slice. Just after that, your main snare on beat 2, a hat or light top hit in the middle of the bar, then another kick or break slice on beat 3, another ghost note after that, and a strong snare or snare roll near beat 4 to pull you into the next bar. You do not need to copy that exactly. What matters is that you have a clear backbone, some movement in between, and a sense of forward push. Here's an important teacher note. In jungle, the strongest hits should feel dependable. Your main snare moments are the anchor. Everything around them can wiggle a bit, but the anchors need to stay solid or the whole groove loses its shape. Now we start stacking. This is where the fill gets bigger and more exciting. Think in layers of purpose, not just layers of sound. One layer carries the groove, one adds sparkle or motion, and one adds weight or drama. If a layer isn't clearly doing one of those jobs, cut it. Your first layer is the main break layer. That's the foundation, with your kick, main snare, and basic hat rhythm. Then add a topper layer. This can be little shaker ticks, rim shots, tiny break cuts, or hat details. Keep this one quieter than the main layer. Its job is to create movement and texture, not steal the spotlight. Then you can add a third impact layer, like a low tom, a short percussion hit, or an extra kick with a different tone. Use this sparingly. Too much low-end stacking can clash with the bassline, and in DNB that can get messy fast. Now let's add the swing. This is where the fill starts to feel like actual jungle instead of a grid. You can use the groove pool in Ableton and try a subtle MPC-style swing, or any light groove preset that nudges the offbeats a little. Start gentle. Around 20 to 40% is a good place to begin. You want the rhythm to feel human and urgent, not sloppy. A good rule is this. Keep the strong hits tighter and let the smaller detail notes beat a little looser. That contrast is a big part of the bounce. If you want even more control, go in manually and shift some of the offbeat hats or ghost hits slightly earlier or later. Leave the main snare more locked in place. That's a classic jungle move. The groove comes from the little notes leaning around the grid, while the main backbeat stays dependable. Next, use velocity to make the fill breathe. This is huge. If every hit is the same volume, the fill will sound flat and robotic. Make the main snares the loudest. Keep ghost notes much quieter. Let hats move between softer and slightly accented velocities, and allow one or two hits to jump out more for emphasis. Quietly, if you can still hear the shape of the rhythm, the timing is probably working. Now let's shape the sound a bit with Ableton stock tools. EQ8 is great for cleaning up the layers. Cut unnecessary low end from your hats and top layers. If the snare needs more body, try a small boost around 180 to 250 Hz. If it needs more crack, look around 3 to 6 kHz. Drum bus is excellent for jungle drums. A little drive, a touch of crunch, and a slight transient boost can add a lot of attitude. Just don't overdo the boom unless you really know the low end is under control. Saturator is another good one for adding harmonics and weight, especially on the snare layer. And if the stacked layers feel like separate samples instead of one performance, use glue compressor with a gentle ratio, a slower attack, and a medium release to pull them together. Auto filter is also very handy for transitions. You can low pass the fill slightly before the big moment, then open it up on the last hit to create that lift into the next section. That simple move can make a fill feel way more intentional. And that leads us into arrangement. A jungle fill is usually strongest when it's doing a job in the track. not just showing off. A great place for it is at the end of an 8-bar phrase, right before the drop comes back in. You can also use it as a turnaround between bass phrases. Try muting or reducing the bass for half a bar before the fill lands. Even a tiny bit of silence can make the final hit feel way bigger than adding more drums. Silence is a rhythmic tool. Don't forget that. For extra space and atmosphere, use reverb and delay carefully. Jungle fills are dense, so too much wash can blur the groove fast. It's usually better to use reverb on a send instead of directly on every drum. Keep the decay short to medium, maybe around 0.6 to 1.4 seconds, and high pass the reverb return so the low end stays clean. A touch of delay on a snare accent or top layer can be cool too, but keep it subtle. If the fill starts sounding muddy, reduce the tail immediately. A really useful beginner exercise is to build three versions of the same fill. Make one clean version with a main break and a few accents. Make one swing-heavy version with the same notes, but more groove movement and velocity variation. And make one stacked heavy version with extra top percussion, a low accent layer, and some drum buss and EQ shaping. Then compare them in context, with a bass loop underneath at 170 BPM. Ask yourself which one moves the most, which one leaves the most room, and which one sounds most like jungle. That kind of comparison teaches you a lot fast. If you want a darker or heavier vibe, you can push the snare a little harder with saturator or drum buss, add a deeper snare under a crackier one, or throw in a low tom on the last beat. A very short snare flam can also sound great, where one snare hit is placed just before another and slightly quieter. That creates a broken, human feel without needing complex processing. If your track is more deep, dark, or neuro-influenced, keep the fill more mid-range focused and don't over-brighten the hats. Let the bass stay dominant and use the drums to tease intensity, rather than take over the whole mix. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, don't overstack everything. If every hit has three layers, the fill just turns to noise. Second, don't make every note equally loud. That kills swing. Third, don't swing the main backbeat too far or the fill loses its punch. Fourth, don't pile on too much low end, because it'll fight the bass line. And fifth, don't drown the whole thing in reverb. Jungle needs space, but it also needs clarity. So the big takeaway is this. A great jungle fill is not about maximum density. It's about timing, layer balance, velocity contrast, and arrangement. If you get those right, your drums will start feeling like real jungle and drum and bass, not just a loop with extra hits slapped on top. For homework, I want you to make 4 1-bar fills at the same tempo. Make one minimal, one swing heavy, one stacked, and one designed as a transition with a riser or reverse hit. Keep each one clearly different, test them with bass underneath, and listen for which one feels most natural and which one creates the strongest anticipation. All right, that's the lesson. Stack the layers with purpose. Keep the anchor solid, let the swing breathe, and use silence like a secret weapon. That's how you get that classic jungle energy in Ableton Live 12.